Rijeka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mombela and Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg 27.
Centurion, N1 South, a crash at the Brockfontein interchange, queuing traffic. And of course, Kempton Road still closed, the R21 North. That's between the N12 and the R24 airport exit due to the earlier fatal bus crash.
We start in Kempton Park, where the death toll following this morning's deadly bus crash has risen to 16.
The death toll is now standing at 16. 12 people died on the scene and 4 others died in hospital.
That's the Road Traffic Management Corporation spokesperson, Simon Zwane. The R21 northbound in that area near the OR Tambo International Airport has, however, since been reopened to traffic. Here's Gauteng Traffic's Selo Maramani.
The R21 northbound between Griffith off-ramp and OR Tambo off-ramp, where 12 people have lost their lives, has been reopened for vehicular traffic. Motorists are urged to exercise care when traveling and be on the lookout for pedestrians.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa's ambassador to the US, Ibrahim Rasool, is engaging stakeholders in Washington to strengthen economic, political and cultural ties between the two countries. This follows concerns over US President Donald Trump's executive orders, which Ramaphosa says are based on a mischaracterization of South Africa's foreign policy position.
A lot of work is underway through various channels to ensure that the relationship is restored. And I'm confident that all the efforts that we are putting in place, both diplomatic, political and otherwise, will bear fruit.
Ramaphosa is appearing before the National Assembly today to answer 6 key questions related to national and international issues. Bold One South Africa is meanwhile urging Finance Minister Enokoronwana to focus on economic growth and job creation. In tomorrow's revised budget speech, the party says it's identified 76 billion rand in spending cuts, including reducing bailouts for state-owned enterprises. Your spokesperson, Roger Solomons.
76% of South Africans run out of money before month end. This is the harsh reality. Whilst food prices are soaring and whilst you have a GNU government that continues wasteful expenditure, and as BOSSA we are saying we need to drive the economic growth to by 5% per year, the 3% target by the president is clearly not enough. It's insufficient.
The EFF has at the same time rejected a proposed smaller VAT increase and the suggestion of cutting the social relief of distress grant. The party's Tembi Masane.
The intervention of VAT increase is unfair to the poor who are already suffering, and the EFF remains completely opposed to that as an option. We must not be ruled by a fear of deterring foreign direct investment, which will lead to corporate entities and the wealthy not making meaningful contributions to our country. Let us tax the rich, not the poor.
Electricity Minister José Ntsona Magopa says Kendal Power Station's performance has declined from 81% to 52%. He addressed the issue while speaking at the facility and cited poor performance issues that contributed to stage 3 load shedding over the weekend. And the City of Tshwane's Emergency Services Department is urging communities to remain alert as adverse weather is expected today. The South African Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for thunderstorms over most parts of the province. Here's spokesperson Nzimguni.
The impact of severe thunderstorms may include heavy downpours, which may lead to localized flooding, especially of susceptible low-lying areas, floodplains and susceptible roads.
I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus. Die ET dodetal na vanaand se busongeluk in Kempton Park het nou tot 16 gestyg.
Oof, that is just awful. Hey, before you go, Chanel, I bet you thought you were getting away with it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Why didn't the bullet come to work today?
The bullet was lazy.
Nah, the bullet... Bullet got fired, honey. Bullet got fired.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.